Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
Greg, I got a name for the game if you want it.
All right, what is it?
How about the Boston Massacre?
Okay.
Which way? I think some people
Steve's
think...
Steve's hit a cold streak. He's had like 50 bad calls in a row.
Be curious, not judgmental.
You needed followers, Curtis. It's the most important thing in anybody's life is to get more likes on social media.
Is that why you get lunch at Bentley all the time? Sure.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe...
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
Odyssey Station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on trying to survive?
With your host,
Greg, the host,
Sports Hardo Greg Hill.
I know you think it's all because it was the name of the other individual involved.
Stop saying what I think. I'm asking you, Greg Hill. Do you believe that was a personal or a professional decision?
I think it was a professional decision.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's talk but about that. But see,
I think both of you are missing the point.
Oh, sorry, nobody else can have a different opinion than you.
You're factually wrong.
How am I factually wrong?
Because
featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
What about the uncircumcised? Are you willing to give it to those who are willing to get a circumcision?
I would sign up for that, but it's too late.
Oh, Wiggy. We don't need to.
I'm just saying.
We don't. Right. We do not.
I mean,
need
I think that's.
Wow. Just threw up in my mouth.
We did not need to know that.
I would say that
what
any.
What a moment of the show.
Hey, is that a new WEEI pen game? Cut or uncut.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Ken is a piece of toast. White toast.
With butter? With anything on it? He's just plain? No. Just a piece of toast?
Toasted.
What kind of bread?
I was going to say sourdough, but I'm not even going to isn't it Wonder?
He's Market Basket.
Well, I mean, Market Basket's pretty good.
With today's guest host... Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it!
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Numbnuts, how many years you playing the league?
Friday, everybody.
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on?
What's good with you?
I believe there are Numbnuts long sleeve t-shirts on the way to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
All right.
So
I demand 20%.
Well, you want to rob that from the kids and the families who need the money, Curtis? Yes, you can if you want to.
Charity starts at home.
On the show this morning, we will get to the leads in about 10 minutes or so at 6:15. And the dumbest of the day coming up just after 7 at 7:05 or thereabouts. And Nesson's Andy Brickley will join us at 8 to break down round one of the playoffs for the Boston Bruins. And I believe we have some audio from the Red Wedding dinner last night with all of the co-hosts, which we can share at some point.
Yes, we do. Great job by Spaz. And you showed up.
I did. I came by late. And okay. I wanted to get the temperature in the room.
Oh, by that time, the drinks have been flowing, though.
Yes, yes. There was a couple incidents, I guess, when it comes to the potential cattiness of the situation.
Oh.
There was a comment made by one of the guest hosts referring to herself as feeling like a mime because of the excessive spray tan that was in play with all of the ladies that were there last night. So I don't know if
what?
I'm
lost.
So one of the women felt like she was the only one who didn't spray tan, and then made that a bit of a thing last night.
I guess I know what that is.
Party foul.
I mean, it's true.
What do you mean it's true?
I mean, if I'm thinking what it is.
Oh, you're thinking Coco?
Yeah. No, not Coco.
But you know what? I think everybody had a great time. They had a great dinner. Everybody seems very happy with the process.
It's not what I got when I saw a few of those videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What? They seemed upset by something?
It seemed like, you know, there was a few mentions of, wow, I didn't think it was going to take this long.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text that says, after last night, Elaine skyrockets to number 2. Behind Kendra and Coco and Mego moved to the basement. So I don't know. What
yeah, Elaine's funny, man.
She's funny. Alex did a good job on her video, too. I thought they were the two funniest videos.
Yeah,
those two had the funniest videos?
That Spaz conducted, yeah.
Yeah.
Spaz did his best. He didn't know who they were. It was very awkward.
Yes.
But worth a watch on the Spaz Instagram.
All right. Well, we'll get into that at some point on this morning show. And, of course, I think I can finally remove the gator that I have had around my neck for the last 13 or 14 months.
No, you can't. Huh? Ken can and Curtis, but you can't.
Why can't?
We ain't out of the blue yet.
What do you mean? What, everybody's allowed to? I heard the CDC say yesterday that everybody is allowed to roam about the country in freedom. No,
right? I think you're missing them.
Only the vaccinated.
You're starting to get a little warmer now.
So I have to keep my gator around my neck,
yes,
in case I venture out into the hallway at any point during the show today. This is a big day for a lot of people. Yesterday was a big day for a lot of people. This is Rachel Walensky, who is the head of the CDC yesterday.
Today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment, when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
That's victory. Victory has arrived.
Fully vaccinated people can go back to normal.
And I have great news for our sponsors. At Shaw's and Star Market this morning, according to CBS Boston, today, when you go to Shaw's and Star Market to get all of your goods for the weekend, there will be no one-way aisles anymore.
Really? They're done with the one-way aisles.
Shaw's. Correct.
What are they going to do with the little stickers that tell you how far 6 feet away from another customer is? Are they going to keep those on the floor?
I am unaware, but Castig is at the store this morning right now, and he'll give us a full report.
What did you make of the tweet from the president last night that sounded a tad bit Big Brother-ish? Did you see that tweet?
No, I didn't see that tweet.
So I'll read it verbatim from the Twitter feed of President Biden. After a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
Visit vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
That is it, man.
That's the rule?
Does that mean in perpetuity? Like,
Does he mean it's a law, or what does he mean by it's a rule?
I don't know what he means, but I had said this from day one. that now you're they're pretty much making you get vaccinated, right? Because if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be looked at funny.
But what if you don't want to get vaccinated for health reasons? For you've made a personal decision.
Then you've got to lie. You got to lie to people. Yeah, I've been vaccinated.
What if you're already looked at funny?
Well, then that means you're black. You gotta lie to people. Is what you have to do.
Yeah, it only took 8 minutes this morning for Whitney to go racial.
Well, I wasn't the only one. We put a little bit of race last night at that dinner.
But Ken, what does he mean by the rule? What type of rule? The rule is that until you get vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. How long is that for?
I don't know, Greg. I don't know. Just get vaccinated.
Ken's just enjoying his freedom.
I'm ready. Yeah, tomorrow we're busting out together.
Okay. All right.
You see what he said? That's what it's going to be for people like you, myself, Matt Light. Just get vaccinated. What are you waiting for? Stop. You know what I mean? Why do you got to be hard-headed? Just get vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. Everybody else is vaccinated. What are you doing here?
I've never heard any kind of a rule that exists in the United States of America about what you have to wear on your body. I've never heard of it.
It's madness.
I don't think we've ever had one.
It's almost like there's a pandemic going on.
global pandemic.
Yeah, global pandemic.
What's the science say? If you don't get vaccinated, your chances of catching it are a lot higher, right?
I guess. If you've had it, you probably are not going to catch it.
No, but if you are vaccinated, then your chances are a lot lower. So
tell that to Bill Maher.
Can't the people who don't get vaccinated just take a risk? It's like driving without a seatbelt.
I just follow the rules. Whatever the president says is the rule, I follow the rules. All right.
The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking.
If you would like to be on the show this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And as always, a reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on any of the radio stations in the WEEI New England Sports Radio Network, then you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. And it will take you a moment to download the Odyssey app, and then you can conveniently listen to this show and this station wherever you are.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Window World of Boston. Whether you need a new roof, replacement windows, or even new siding, do what Lou and Christian did. Call Window World of Boston today, 800-NEXT-WIN or windowworldofboston.com. Lots of interesting sound from Spaz. In particular, Courtney Cox, very upset at me, it appears.
Really?
She seemed a little angry. I don't know, a little on edge.
Huh.
But that's fine. I understand. This is what happens when you judge people, though, you know? You criticize people, and then some people are sensitive, and then they take it the wrong way.
Yeah, but should be sensitive.
Right,
She knows that there's a kind of a curveball. And
we'll address that later.
Okay, what time?
It's your show. Next trending, 7:10 trending.
Okay, you want to do it during trending?
Or do you want to,
why don't we do it before? Let's do it at 7 o'clock.
Let's restart the show.
Okay, let's do it at 7. So Courtney Cox, not happy with you.
It appeared that way.
And we'll hear what made you think that coming up at 7.
Okay. Obviously, the big trend in town, Tom Brady Sr. telling Brand X radio station here in town that he is, quote, salivating, end quote, at the Week 4 Bucks-Pats matchup for his son, and that he expects to beat the Patriots, quote, rather handily, end quote.
Wow.
Interesting comments. Brady Jr. also commenting on the game on social media. It's like when your high school friends meet your college friends, adding the nervously grinning emoji.
Mm.
So the 4.5-month buildup has begun, Greg. Every day we have to talk about this game. Every single day on the show.
Oh, this is huge.
So
huge.
I take it New England is the high school friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's moved on. He's advanced to college now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We were the ones that really,
juvenile, immature.
Yeah. You know, doing stupid stuff.
Right.
Now he's
right.
with the, you know, upscale college kids. Everybody's a little bit more educated.
God, he's just so bitter. I mean, and his father's obviously speaking for him, right?
Of
Those
course.
Are his thoughts,
yeah.
his off the record thoughts.
Yeah.
Rather handily. Wiggy, no, that is going to be on the
man,
wall, right?
That is bulletin board material.
Baby. That is good. Patriots also had a pair of veteran free agents yesterday in town, including, interestingly enough, 31-year-old corner Dre Kirkpatrick, which could be Stephon Gilmore related. We'll see if they sign him. Bounce back win for the Sox last night. They jumped in the A's for 7 runs through the third. Sean Manaea got hit hard. 8-1 win for the Bo Sox. Garrett Richards, 6 shutout innings, 3-2 now with a 3.89 ERA. Turning it around, Xander Bogaerts a big 2-run blast, and Bobby Dalbec a 2-run shot as well. Sox back in town stay in town. Angels come in. Mike Trout and company, 3-game series. First pitch tonight, 7:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Nick Pivetta off that COVID list, Greg. He will start. Trout, by the way, a league-best 477 on base percentage as he comes in tonight. He gets on base every second time. Yeah, and Shohei Ohtani as well. And the Bruins started up with the Capitals tomorrow night. Of course, the watch party is on for Stats in Southie for a select group of people. Very excited.
A lot of people want to come and share your first night of freedom.
Classic.
Ken.
Yes.
I keep getting DMs from people who are like, can I please join you guys tomorrow night?
And Matt Light's going to be a no-show, and there'll be an empty seat there. Oh. Somebody else should be.
We should go walk a flock of hot in the paint, man.
What's that?
What the hell?
I mean, let's just go hot in the paint. Have can we should be carrying can out.
Anybody know what's going on?
We should be dragging can out boots first by the end of the night. Whatever choppy on his forehead, vaccinated.
Well, it was a big game to watch, Wiggy. I got to focus on this. B's got a good practice in yesterday, and Charlie Coyle was back after missing the last 4 games of the regular season. So he'll be on that wing on the third line, it appears, with Corrali and Richie, your guy Corrali. So that could be a big line tonight, tomorrow night as well.
What is your call on this series?
I like Bruins in 7. I think it's going to be a good long series.
7?
Yeah,
wow.
I think they've got to finish it out in 7 down there.
Okay.
And it'll be every other night starting on Sunday. So next week.
Curtis got him in 5, right?
Yep, 5 games. And I'll give you my Curtis keys to the Bruins win around 10:15.
Okay.
That might be Chris's lead coming up.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is that Heart?
All right.
Even It Up?
There it is.
Okay.
Pulled that one out.
Without the hook, I would not, based on the lead only, I would not have gotten that.
No problem.
Thank you.
You delivered.
The leads are brought to you this morning by the Subaru of New England Go Green event. It's going on right now. You can get details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I'll tell you who did not deliver, Greg. Brand X yesterday had Danny Ainge on, Celtics GM. Gave a bunch of, strange answers in terms of what's wrong with the Celtics, who have to finish out this weekend. Of course, they have 2 games, one in Minnesota, one against the Knicks. They're going to be in the play-in game Tuesday. Here are a couple of the quotes. Brad Stevens is not the real issue. We've been decimated by injuries. No needed changes of our best players. When asked about Marcus Smart, basically said he's not going anywhere. Mm. I mean, it's frustrating. He needs to go with Stevens. He's obviously too intertwined with his decision to give the coach a 5-year extension.
Right.
He's not going to make a change there. If Wick wants real change of this franchise, he's going to have to clean sweep, overhaul, Ainge and Brad gone together.
Have they really been decimated by injuries? I mean,
come on. Isn't the rest of the NBA. I mean, look at the Brooklyn Nets. They played without Kevin Durant for, 27 games. The Lakers without AD and then LeBron. The league gets, guys get hurt.
Well, and what does that have to do with the fact that they don't play well or at all in major games in the first half? They put up great second half, so they're obviously not injured in the second half. The team hasn't played up to its ability, and that's because of the coach. I mean, how can you not see that?
Kemba has clearly been not himself all season long. But other than that, and you had the Jaylen Brown thing at the end of the season.
Right.
But other than that,
Tatum had little period of the whole COVID situation. Or whatever.
They haven't been decimated by injuries. That's an excuse.
No, and they're playing their worst basketball now when they're not totally healthy. I understand Robert Williams is out. But the big guys, the big three, quote unquote, are as healthy as they were up until the point where Jaylen Brown left. But he was not, they were not getting it done before that injury.
No, you're right. I think if Wick wants a change, then it has to be Danny Ainge.
Right.
It has to start there. But I don't think that's going to happen.
So you think they're all going to stay the course? Because if they stay with Ainge, they're going to tweak a few things here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
A few bit parts.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So yesterday, my friend Zoe had a random call in by Tom Brady Sr. And I have to say, I thank God every day for Linda Holiday and Tom Brady's dad, because they are the only people who tell the truth about how Bill and Tom feel about each other. This is a snippet of what Tom Brady Sr. said.
The schedule came out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So wow. it's a pretty fun time. We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily.
A quick aside, there is a part of me that's somewhat concerned that Tom Brady Sr. may not, I don't know. It sounded a little off to me. So I'm just nervous about, like, I don't want to kill a guy for calling in and defending his son when he may be dealing with something with his old age. But I will say this. It is...
What are you suggesting?
Oh, wow. Sounds like he's saying a man is losing it.
You called him Biden?
Yeah.
It sounds like.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be flippant about it. I do think he sounds a little off, but I digress. I am so happy.
You don't drop a bomb and then leave.
Well, you. I mean, what? I don't. It's not like a joke.
Are you calling Tom Brady Senior senile?
Right.
Maybe. Okay.
Sounded very articulate to me.
It was a bizarre situation, just calling on his own and like yelling about. I don't know.
Well, it's odd for the father of a quarterback to call a radio station in the city where that quarterback played for 19 years and to predict that they are going to beat that team rather handily.
I think the other three teams before they play the Patriots.
It is an odd thing for a grown man's
grown
father to do.
If you're a defender of your son, like we've seen in the past.
Well, who's he defending him against?
I think it's just, in general, he might feel like that he was treated a certain way by the way he left here.
Well, right, but Zoe doesn't hate Brady.
Was he quoting Tom, or was he saying we in the way that the wives of professional athletes say we when they are discussing things about what their husband has done?
He was quoting his son.
He was quoting his son.
We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily.
Mm-hmm. We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily.
Yeah. You know Brady's saying that behind the scenes.
Of course
he is cocky, but when he's not on mic, he is cocky. He is boisterous. Right. We're kicking their ass. That's what he's saying.
His dad probably called him up, or he calls his dad up. You know how it is. You got a son. Hey, you see the schedule that just came out? Pat's week 4. Man, I can't wait for that game. Oh, we're going to blow them out, Dad. Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine that Tom Brady Jr. heard that yesterday and cringed massively. But I am grateful for the fact that we get to see and hear how Tom and Bill really feel about each other because of the outspoken nature of their families.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Wiggy?
All right. Well, the NBA playoffs is right around the corner. This is a little bit of a piggyback to what Ken was talking about with your Boston Celtics, my beloved Boston Celtics team. But I didn't need Danny Ainge to tell me what I needed to expect from this Boston Celtics. I got everything I needed to know when we interviewed Jeff Van Gundy, and he basically wax poetic about Brad Stevens being a great coach and they have talent. And that's why next season, once they get dusted off, and whether it's this playing round or the first round against Brooklyn, you will see this same basketball team out on the court with Brad Stevens roaming the silence. You got it from Jeff Van Gundy, who's plugged in.
I couldn't disagree more.
And you got it from Danny Ainge. They are not doing anything. They're using the Jaylen Brown thing. And I heard Rich Keefe and Gresh talking about this, and I completely agree with it. The Jaylen Brown injury was the worst thing that could have happened, because what it does, it now builds in an excuse on, well, you know what? We weren't healthy going into the playoffs. We'll be healthy next year, and we have the talent.
So virtually no change whatsoever.
None. None whatsoever. You're going to see these four guys on the court next year. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, and you're probably going to get the Time Lord starting center. That's going to be your starting five, unless they somehow can re-sign Evan Fournier, and then he'll probably start and Smart comes off the bench.
But don't you think they at the very least, you got to find veteran guys who can come off the bench and give you some points when you need points?
Who's that? If that veteran guys off the bench are not what's going to turn this team around. You try to do it with Ken's boy and Tristan Thompson, how that was the biggest thing before the season started. You then brought in, what the hell they bring in from Atlanta that never plays?
Marty Conlon.
No. Oh, Jeff T.
Mo Wagner.
No, Jeff T. Right, so.
There was no German restaurant.
So that's not going to make the difference, Greg. Unless you shake up the main part of your roster, it's still going to be the same team with, you know, a couple veterans coming off the bench that won't make a difference?
And Smart has to go. What the hell is the infatuation? The Marcus Smart experiment has failed. Perks said it. Perks right on the money. That's a major change that needs to happen.
Yep. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You're welcome.
My lead this morning is for the segment of the audience that is advancing in age and wants to avoid the need to get reading glasses.
Yeah. Tom Brady Sr., better listen.
The great Paul McCartney has revealed that at the age of 78 years old, he does not need reading glasses because he practices eye yoga.
I don't know. What is that?
Well, you know what yoga is.
Yeah, I know, but
he does it with his eyes.
Eye yoga is what Greg was doing at table last night.
Every day,
boom!
Every day he undergoes a routine of moving his eyes as far as he can, up and down, side to side. Here is the great Beatle, Paul McCartney, telling you how he does it.
What it is you stand still, and then you just look up as far as you can, 1, 2, 3, and then go back to the middle. Then down, 1, 2, 3, and back to the middle. And then turn, you go to the left. To the right, you do 3 lots of that. Now you do the diagonals, and then you go into the middle, crossing
like
your eyes. 3 sets of that, and then even weirder, then you roll your eyes right around in a circle.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is you look at a distant object, and then you look at the lines on your hand. So you pull focus. Your eyes are muscles, whereas your ears aren't. So you can't like exercise your ears.
Yeah.
But your eyes, you can.
Doing all that, man. Just light one up.
Isn't it great to be filthy rich, Curtis? You can spend hours doing eye yoga every day.
Right.
Filthy rich and British, because whatever you say sounds less dumb.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Like, if Paul McCartney was someone from Florida saying that, we'd be like, get that crack pipe off the air.
Dumbest of the day, but because he's British, you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'll try that.
Sounds educated.
Well, before you head off to work, make sure you get your eye yoga in today. Okay. All right? You won't need reading glasses. This is Brian from Rhode Island. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, everyone. Love the show. Listen every morning on my way into work.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to touch on what you guys were, what you brought up, Greg, about Biden saying, you know, all those that are fully vaccinated can not wear the mask, and those that aren't still must wear it.
Yes.
Number one, your medical information is private, is protected by law, as everybody knows the HIPAA laws. If somebody asks you for your medical information, show me your card, are you vaccinated? You don't have to tell them anything.
Yeah.
It's none of their business.
Well,
it's none of their business. Number one, it is. That's protected by law. That's like saying, you know, do you have hysterectomy? Do you have erectile dysfunction? It's nobody's business, your medical history. And number two is, if everybody that wants to be protected can go get a vaccination now. So why are they worried about the unvaccinated? I can't affect you. If you are vaccinated, like Ken, who's afraid of a shadow, I can't affect him. He's vaccinated. So what does he care if I'm vaccinated or not? I'm not affecting those that are affecting other people unless they make the decision themselves that they don't want to get the vaccination.
Brian,
it makes no sense.
It all sounds logical to me. Right.
But they never can give you an answer.
An obvious answer.
Okay, so what's the obvious answer? Brian,
we're all taxpayers. We're all paying for COVID issues.
Brian,
we want the economy to open up again.
Right, but Brian just brings up a great point. If you're protected, why are you concerned if he's not vaccinated?
Again,
why can't it open up?
We want to get rid of COVID. We all want to get rid of COVID.
Yeah, but what
if we all get vaccinated, that helps. Would you agree?
But if people want to go out there and put their own life at risk.
And they get hospitalized, then you and I foot the bill. Because stuff shuts down.
So then why do we sell Doritos then?
Yes, that applies to everything. To weight gain and to alcohol consumption. It applies to lots of things, Ken.
Okay, let's compare everything to COVID.
Well, using that logic, it makes no sense. Because you can talk about other elements of people
who
do things knowingly unhealthy.
Lots of governments have issued things you can't and cannot eat, including Coke bottles in New York City, etc.
I'm just asking the question this morning.
What?
If you go to New York, they limit you on what they sell you, the size of soda and things like that, right? That was a very controversial edict.
So you can't go to New York and buy a 2-liter of soda?
Well, there's a rule on that. At the restaurants, they sell like the pony bottle.
No seconds.
I don't think they banned it. I think they added a tax to it, Ken.
Right, they taxed
us. Maybe they could tax us if we haven't been vaccinated.
And the real reason we got rid of the masks is because of inflation. Masks are now $17 a pop.
So it's because of the economy getting back and where people go. So then why not shut down all fast food restaurants?
Have you ever seen a tweet like that one from the president of the United States last night, where he says the rule is now simple: get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. Like he's scolding us.
And this morning, Biden just tweeted, "Where the hell's the remote?"
but why is it that what the college just brought up is a great point, and I've been beating that drum forever. If you or I are not vaccinated, Ken is vaccinated. Why can we not all go back to living our lives? Because the only people that are at risk are the ones who don't vaccinate.
Because it's not based on any kind of logical rhyme or reason.
Okay.
Hence why the CDC says yesterday that if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. The governor of Massachusetts says, hold on a second. Hold my beer. You still have to wear a mask here in Massachusetts.
Right. That's why I'm just like so done with the coronavirus. It's just aggravating, especially
now.
No. But the vaccines take it to another level because now you're basically telling us you got to get vaccinated. When we ask a simple question, well, if you're protected, why do you care what I do? And then you're saying, well, it's because of hospitals. Well, then you know what? Shut all the damn fast food restaurants down.
We live in a state. We live in a state with millions of people where we have an average of 400. Cases a day and zero deaths.
Right.
And we're still in the same situation we were in a year ago.
Stop serving alcohol. Shut the liquor stores down.
That's a personal choice that doesn't affect anybody else. This is still a contagious virus.
Drinking alcohol certainly affects someone else if you get behind a wheel.
Right.
But that's not at a restaurant.
Well, you drink at a restaurant before you drive
home.
You don't have to always get
behind a wheel to affect somebody if you're somebody who's been drinking.
Okay, so again, let's go seatbelts now. Let's compare everything to a contagious virus.
But how are you? But if you're protected because you're vaccinated, what are you concerned about me?
Okay, we went over this 5 minutes ago, so let's not do it again because you obviously are not listening.
You don't
care what I say.
You
just want to rant.
You haven't answered it. So it's because
we want to get rid of COVID. You want to get rid of COVID.
So explain to me. If you're vaccinated,
you don't care. You don't really care. You don't want to get rid of it. You just want to live.
So it's because of the hospitalizations.
No, it doesn't matter.
I'm asking. I'm being serious.
No, so, there's no rhyme or reason.
No. So it's because of hospitalizations.
No, forget it.
Have a conversation like an adult.
We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily.
I'm trying to have a conversation like an adult. So,
By the way, Tom Brady Sr., big eye yoga guy. Huge eye yoga guy. What?
Well, Ken says
he's not going to have the conversation with you.
He says it's because of hospitalization.
No, he's not saying that now because he can't.
So then what is
it? Now he's saying it's because of insurance costs. Or medical care costs.
Okay, so if that's
right, Ken?
Nope.
You're just not going to talk today?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
It's a Friday.
You're going to talk tomorrow night at Stats in Southie?
Oh, tomorrow I'll talk.
This guy wants to talk to you tomorrow night. Hello, Derek.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Derek.
I'd love to get to Pretty's old man in a second, but let me help Kenny out, okay?
Yeah.
The misinformation is the problem. That guy was actually wrong. Because why, Ken? What's the real truth? The real truth is it's not a vaccine. Like I've been telling you for months, it's not an effing vaccine. It's a simple flu shot meant to mitigate the symptoms. Am I right about that or not?
You're right. Yes, you're right.
Exactly. So if they stop lying to us, that's what will move us forward. Not, everyone go get the shot because they tell you.
and you keep telling us it's a vaccine. It's not. It's the same as, like, you know, all your, you know, outbreaks that you were calling for, from, you know, Sturges on down to the kids in Lincoln Sudbury.
What a fresh perspective on this issue. And I love how Greg's the fact checker. Let's go to Greg. Yes, you're right.
Oh, guy, it's the truth. No, you just don't want to, you know, wrap your mind around it. And you want to get, like, right behind, you know, Charlie's cattle call and do whatever the guy tells you to do. It's a joke. Moving on to Pretty's old man, Hilldog.
Yes.
Now, this guy, I'll tell you. I really miss the Bradys. I really do. But you need no more proof that you were wrong, Hilldog. Mm-hmm. Your whole, you know, he didn't want to be here. Yeah, you were technically right on that part. It's because he hates the genius. He hates him. Like, the hate that's flowing through both of that whole family. What you ought to do, Hilldog, is call your boy Uke. Because that's it. The old man's up top with him, you know, visiting the grandkids, calling into the local radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make this up.
I'm surprised that I'm expecting Uke or maybe Nancy Brady will call our show today and right. share some information on all
I mean,
this.
Edelman's been on every radio show in America but ours.
But I'll tell you, Curtis, and you always ask me, why am I obsessed with it? This is the single biggest sports story in the history of this country. The fallout of the dynasty. And it all falls on the feet of you-know-who. Bedazzled Bob is the guy who screwed this whole thing up, which is beautiful.
All right, Derek.
I've never said this isn't a story. This is like all I've talked about.
Who's going to get stuck talking to Derek tomorrow night at Stats for an hour about this stuff? Is that going to be you, Ken, or is that going to be Curtis?
I'm getting there early. I'm reserving a table one.
Ken's roping an area off where nobody could talk to him.
I'm just going to be there with earbuds in.
All right.
I'll talk to Derek. Chop it up with him.
If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. They do it down on campus
and they do it at I found myself welling up when Dr. Walensky was talking and she said, we have an exciting announcement, and I still find myself welling up even right now because, you know, you and I talked every morning, you know, during the past year about how many more Americans were going to die, you know, what was going to happen, were we going to make it to the vaccines, were we all going to survive, what was going to happen. But behind the shadow.
That is Allison Camerata on CNN in tears because the CDC says that those who have been vaccinated are now free to throw away their mask or their masks.
And go back to normal.
Right.
If
right.
you can't keep your composure when discussing the end of a mask mandate, you should be fired.
What a very emotional moment for her, Curtis.
Does she know the survival rate or no?
This is Brian with an obscure reference of some kind. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey. What up?
Quick obscure reference for you. Wiggy was saying shut down all the food restaurants and businesses. Taco Bell was the only one to survive the food chain wars in Demolition Man.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, Wiggy was suggesting if there is a problem with obesity in this country, we should shut down all of the restaurants.
Well, doesn't that make our people's insurance go up higher because now more people are going to the hospital because they're overweight?
Yeah, that's good comp.
Just asking the question. That was what Ken was saying. So,
I can't argue for Ken, and he has chosen to remain silent for most of this discussion, so I don't know what to tell you.
But Dahlbeck, great two-run shot last night.
By the way, Ellis Burks, I loved him last night on the broadcast.
He was good last night.
Heck, really good. My childhood hero.
This is Mike from New Hampshire. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, this is getting to be ridiculous. Ken, do you realize that you're not getting rid of a virus? It's not going away.
What about rinderpest?
What about the flu we have right now?
Got you on that one, didn't I?
That's the Hong Kong flu. It's the Hong Kong flu, 1968. Did we get rid of it? Everyone got a vaccination somewhere along the way. Did we get rid of it? No, we didn't. By the way, I'm vaccinated. I have nothing wrong. I have nothing bad to say about vaccinations. Mm-hmm. However, this thing has been a political bludgeon. It is a cudgel. It is. That's all it's been. It was. It served one purpose for a while. Now it's serving another one. It is simply something to take the people who are afraid of their own shadow, give them something else to be afraid of. It is not something we all need to always worry about. It is not going to consume us. It is not going to kill us all. It is a 99.999% survival rate. We are through the worst part of it. Let's get on with our lives, please. Let's lose any more.
Okay. All right. We'd like to, but the president's telling us we can't.
Well, it's a rule.
Yeah.
Saying you can't.
He says the rule is get vaccinated or wear a mask forever, I guess.
But what about rendipists?
Well, that's what it seems like. So everybody should be getting vaccinated every single year.
Yeah.
From here on out, the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or wear a mask.
Okay. We'll see what happens. We'll see where Ken is in 3 years. Hey, did you get vaccinated? I forgot to get it. Yeah, so what?
So is this like the honor system? So there's no way of proving who's been vaccinated?
Nope.
Are there people like, you know, at Fenway, they have the alcohol enforcement team with the yellow jackets?
Yes.
They walk around to see if you're blitzed and still ordering beer? Like, are we going to have people that are like, oh, that guy looks like a QAnon.
Right.
He's probably not vaccinated. Go test.
If you cough in public, oh, they're coming to get you. You didn't get vaccinated.
That's why I am suggesting that I have, in my 54 years, have never seen a tweet like the one I saw from President Biden last night.
That's reckless right there, is what that is. And I mean, and we just came from a president who tweeted some reckless stuff.
He did. Wow. Yes, he did.
What did Tom Brady Sr. say about the vaccine?
This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Greggy, good morning.
What's happening?
I got a question for Ken. Hey, Ken, on the radio, right? This one on the radio. Can you do me a favor? I would like you to put your hands down your pants and tell me if you got balls down there.
He just took his pants off.
I don't think that's appropriate in a workplace.
Another,
I really
another
don't.
Balls guy, like Mike in Florida.
Well,
balls.
You have some courage. You are heading out into the regular population tomorrow night. So you will not know at Stats in Southie whether you're interacting with those who have been vaccinated or not.
This is no longer a fear issue. I'm ready to go out. That's tomorrow. That's what it's all about. This is just about now, common sense. We want to get rid of the virus. It would help if people got vaccinated.
But you're not going to get rid of it. You realize that. It's going to be here next year and the year after that.
I think we've done a pretty good job with smallpox and some vaccines that have largely eradicated viruses. We could do a lot better.
Well, there's only been two viruses that have been eradicated in the history of viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to eradicate COVID.
What about the whooping cough?
I think that's still around.
Oh, man.
This is Todd from Cambridge. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking a call. Hey, first of all, Curtis, whenever you play Brady's father, you got to use Grandpa Simpson's voice in the background. But now, question for Ken. Actually, no, I'm not going to ask him a question because he'll just lie to me. But so would people consider overpopulation to be a health issue? I think a lot of people would say yes. Well, the cure, China said one child per family because they were in the best interest of the health of the nation, weren't they?
Yes.
Was that the right or wrong call?
Ken?
That's a good comp.
Or you, Ken won't take any comp.
No.
There's no comp.
No,
there's
no comp.
Dale is speaking by proxy. Right.
There's no comp. There's no comp.
No, with Ken.
All right. Speaking of Ken, coming up shortly, he is concerned that one of the guest hosts does not like him. Courtney Cox, correct?
I don't know if she doesn't like me. She's obviously got an issue.
Is she a guest host?
Well, she was. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you meant like
she was.
I just didn't know.
Did you forget all the girls who came in here?
Well, it's been a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to put my final big board together. I just don't know.
When are you going to do that?
Until I figure out who the last person is.
Well, you know, don't you know who it is?
No.
Oh,
you've never said who the last person was.
I'll whisper it to you during the break.
Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll whisper that to you. This is Dave, Principal Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, I got to compliment you, Greg, and then, of course, I got to take some shots at you.
I understand.
I think this is the first time I've heard anybody say it, but kudos. You're right. Ainge is the guy who needs to go from the Celtics, not Steven. Ainge. You are 100% right.
Thank you.
Excellent. So let me tell you, you say there's no clothing rules. I mean, this is one that you and I remember because we're about the same age. No shirt, no shirts, no shoes, no entry, right? Isn't that posted everywhere?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a rule.
That's
true.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking to a guy that wore a beanie to the Capitol Grill in Naples.
So it's been a week now, and I'm suffering from lack of a decision on a co-host 2021, and I'm struggling with it. I really have all these symptoms. Is there a vaccine for that, Greg? Can you help me out?
I have decided that I will make my decision as soon as the virus is eradicated.
Oh, wow.
So as soon
Greg, you are Captain Deflector. What do you call Baker? Captain Killjoy? Is that what you call him?
Eeyore Killjoy? Yes.
Eeyore Killjoy. We're going to call you Captain Deflector. You have to make a decision here. This is getting disappointing from one distinguished leader to another. You got to get this done, buddy.
Let me ask you a question. When you're hiring a teacher, do you have them send you a video of them teaching in the classroom? Do you actually watch them ply their trade?
Yeah, sometimes in the actual interview, you'd have them give a mini lesson or something like that. Right. Yeah, sure.
I'm waiting for one other contestant to be able to get a fair chance to show what they can do.
Well, not fair to the other contestants.
Dave, I don't know if you've spoken to them, but I had dinner with all of them last night. They seem to think it's pretty fair.
I saw that on your IG. I'll tell you, I am envious of you. You live quite a lifestyle outside of the
it's boring.
Studio. No. Real quick to Derek, though. Can I just make a comment to Derek, the Steelers fan?
Of course.
When he wants to say, in that voice that he has, the dynasty is crumbling. I love watching it. Well, you know what, Derek? We have 6 titles, and you can't take those away, brother. Those are there. They're instilled forever. So, you know, stop with the dynasty is crumbling. I can't. Oh, I love it. Ha ha. Give me a break. Anyways, Ken, hey, enjoy Saturday. You deserve it, buddy.
Thank you,
buddy. Hang in there. Don't let these guys get you.
It's depressing.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
And I think the contestants, are they contestants or the co-host?
Yeah.
They're just being politically correct.
You think so?
Yeah. You really think that they feel like it's fair?
You think they wanted to say something about it last night?
Yeah, they did. But you know what? They probably don't want to, you know, stir up no waves or nothing like that.
I mean, if Spaz had half a brain, he would have set up a confessional like they do in the real world. And each of the girls could go and talk about what the other people were saying when they were still at dinner.
Like The Bachelorette.
Right.
Where they go in the confessional.
And by the way, they weren't all there. Of course, Britt wasn't there. Trini wasn't there.
Right. Well, Britt was out of town. She's looking for a home to buy.
That's because she don't know what's going on with her future. She's been dangling.
You think she'll recover?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that when Gary read her, the voice of the Greg Hill Show read her, what was it, her thing he read?
And here we are 3 weeks later.
Her manifesto?
Yes. Didn't seem like she was, you know, she was hurt inside.
Yeah.
I mean, the main Red Claw in-house hype person almost always moves on to stardom. So I think she'll be heading there soon.
I think she will. All right. We got to take a break. Dumbest of the day coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.